Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
The Rescue Outreach Mission provides shelter, education, and job training to help prevent homelessness and help those who are already homeless return to self-sufficiency. And here to tell us all about it is the Executive Director, Rosalind Thomas. Rosalind, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about the Rescue Outreach Mission. It has a very interesting beginning.
It started in 1987 by Mother Blanche Bell Weaver, who saw the need in the community and wanted to help single women. So she started having a place for women to go and services and things like that. And out of that, it has grown into a 100-bed shelter that is the only homeless shelter in Seminole County.
Every time I have people on here that have missions or nonprofits, it always starts with an idea,
yes.
A simple idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put that to action. And then suddenly, 10 years later, it's this thing, you know. Well, let's talk about the Rescue Outreach Mission. Now,
yes.
You are the only emergency shelter in Seminole County?
Yes, we are.
Wow.
The only homeless shelter in all of Seminole County. And for that, we are at capacity, unfortunately, quite often. We have two different programs. We have a men's program that houses 49 men. And then we have our women and children shelter. And in that shelter, we have 14 beds for single women, but we also have 9 family rooms where we house women and their children. And so that part is really even more unique because we have the ability to house women and their children together in one facility.
But you have something else going on. It's not like you're just providing a shelter and a bed, which
yeah.
you are,
mm-hmm.
but you have another mission. Because you expect your guests to be a part of something or learn something.
Yes.
Tell us about that. I think you call it discipleship.
One of the things that we look at, and I think I've been surprised by that most coming into the shelter, because I'm relatively new as the executive director. But what I found is that those who have little give so much more. And so when you look at it and we're asking those to help a little, and we'll say whatever little you can give to the mission, that's something that would be rewarded. We have people who come in and cook and do everything just because they stay there. They give more than I could ever ask, more than I would ever expect. They give back to the mission. And for that, it keeps our doors open. A lot of times when we don't have the finances to run things that we need to, we have people and hearts who want to do the work. They're keeping the doors open. So we really, I think sometimes we don't have enough money, but we have a whole lot of heart.
And it's a pay it forward kind of mentality,
right? Yes, it
right?
is, yeah.
And it's sort of like a habit you want to instill in people because,
yes.
That's where self-sufficiency comes in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in our Opportunities for Hope program that we really run with the single moms, it's a little bit longer. And those moms usually end up there about 9 months. But in that process, they walk away with daycare. They walk away with a tangible skill. Earlier today, I was actually over at Seminole State College just hanging out with a mom who was going there and was nervous. She had never been to any type of a university setting before. So I went with her and we signed up for college. We paid the fee. We made sure that everything was taken care of and helped her fill out her FAFSA. And we're going to wait to hear when she's been accepted into college for the very first time.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And in fact, many residents often successfully move out of your facilities into their own home. So
yes.
It's just not like this overnight
no,
thing. This
no.
is a, you're serious about
we're,
it.
Yeah. We're, yeah, it's, we just had a family move out into their own home. And the mom was so grateful. She called us and she invited the staff over for dinner. She cooked dinner and she wanted to invite us all over. The first time she had been in her own home ever. She went from her parents' home to being married, was not in a good situation and ended up homeless. And for the very first time in her life, she's living independently. And so, yeah, and to think that we had a small portion in that, I get up every morning with a smile to do that. That's amazing.
Well, it's part of your mission is the people that are staying there have things to do while they're there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it helps your mission because then you get to go around in a big circle.
It goes around in a big circle.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. Well, let's talk about the education part. You've got a career learning center. Now, this is very important because, you know, you could get a job or you could get a career. Now,
yes.
Talk about the difference between that.
Well, what we look at is what are those skills that are going to continue to perpetuate self-efficiency? So when we look at it and we go, how are we going to make sure that you don't end up back in this situation again? Because, of course, we can help you move, get into an apartment and then walk away. But that doesn't help. What we need to do is to teach you how to ask for help when you need it, how to access those resources. More importantly, how to get a skill that's going to continue to facilitate you being able to take care of yourself. But that goes through exploring. What are you good at? And having those conversations, because in desperation, you go to a job. But when you have the time and you know that you have shelter and you know that you have meals and you know that your babies are taken care of, you have time to explore a career. And that's what we like to see.
And you do it a very interesting way because you have like a three-step process. You can get residents who don't have a high school diploma.
Mm-hmm.
You can get that.
Mm-hmm.
And after that's done, you go through job placement, career placement.
Right. We work with Career Source and we work with resume building, learning those skills, Microsoft, any of those tangible skills that are going to help you move to the next level. And so I just want to see the women move to a better place. And so with each one of those steps, they're able to increase their confidence and really look at how they're showing their daughters and their sons, how every day the Lord wakes you up, you have the ability to change the way that story ends. And that's what we keep saying.
Well, let's talk about the daughters and the sons, because
yes.
You have a youth learning center as
yes,
well.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. At our youth learning center, we just had Crooms Academy donated 15 computers, laptops.
Wow.
And so we work with Seminole County School. And we have a tutor who's on site 3 days a week. And we make sure that every student has their bags, everything they need to go to school. But more importantly, when they come home in the afternoon, they are not at a disadvantage. They have access to technology. So they're able to use the computers to do research for homework, get their assignments completed, and have a place where it's just, we really want to make sure that they learn. It's conducive to learning.
That's well, you huge. Talk about your people that are partnering with you. Volunteers are very important. Tell us how one could become a volunteer.
You can become a volunteer by just dropping by the mission, 1701 Historic Goldsboro Boulevard, Sanford, and grabbing an application. I'm usually there. We'll talk for a few minutes. I really like to talk with every volunteer I probably speak with for at least 30 minutes. I want to know what your passion is. Where do you feel like you can get in and help, because a lot of people can come and volunteer, but when you feel connected to it, it makes it so much better. It's such a better process and a more fulfilling process. So we chat for a while, find out what, you know, what brought you there, and then we get an assignment and you're off and running.
Wow, sounds like you've got everything covered. All right, let's take it right from the beginning. Now,
okay.
Say you're listening to this and you're like, boy, I don't even know where I'm going to be tomorrow. What's the first thing somebody should do, a family should do?
First thing is to give us a call. Just call the mission, 407-321-8224. We always answer the phone, and we will start by talking about what are the different things that can help you, where are your families, where are your supports. Sometimes it's as simple as, I'm not from here. I'm from Louisiana, and if I could just get a bus ticket for me and my kids back, I would be okay. We help with that. We help with all of those things. So coming in, we do an intake, we start to get you situated, and the first thing is rest, get a shower, and just start to feel yourself
like
again.
A person.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
And then after that, we start to talk about all the different ways in which we can help and what are the things that you need to be successful.
And people shouldn't feel, you know, like, I don't want to ask for help and I don't want to, you know,
yeah.
But you just walk right in.
Just walk right in.
Yeah.
Just walk right in. I think most times what happens is that people end up coming and eating there a few times because we feed the community. Lunch and dinner, 7 days a week, just stop in and grab a meal if you need a meal. And a lot of times we'll see families that are coming and then we're like, okay, I think maybe they might need some help. And one of our outreach people will step in and just kind of have a conversation. And from that, it leads to more than likely a stay at the shelter to help get themselves together.
They're just stopping by to check it out.
Yeah.
But there's ways you can check it out because you got an event coming up.
In the fall, we have our Servants of the People luncheon, which is amazing. We have it. And all of our mayors from every city in Seminole County come out, and our police department, the sheriffs come out, and we serve the community. We have a luncheon, and that's the best way. That's our signature event for raising money, and it goes a long way. It goes to helping offset all of the costs to run the mission, including feeding everyone and making sure we have lights and electricity and all those good things. So it's an amazing event, really good food and great entertainment and great fellowship.
Well, besides volunteering, what are other ways people can donate?
On our website, which we're actually putting under construction because we're going to start doing some new things with our website. So you'll be able to donate right through our website and go in and do that. You can stop by. I always encourage people to stop by because if you stop by, I think that you get to see it a little differently and you get to see what actually you're donating to. So always stop by or drop it in the mail and, of course, via the website.
What do you need? What's your top three things you need?
Top three things we need are blankets, blankets and sheet sets for twin size beds, because we have to make sure that we keep everything clean. So we're constantly changing sheets and towels and things like that. That is our top need.
What do you see, talking about you redoing your website?
Yes.
what do you want to do? How do you want to grow? What are you looking at in the future?
Ooh, if we could grow, I would want to grow and be able to provide transitional housing for the community. I think the thing that's been the biggest learning curve for me coming into this position is how many people work full-time jobs and are homeless. The housing crisis in Central Florida is very real. So having transitional housing and low barrier housing, which doesn't mean that if you have a criminal background that you won't be denied, that we kind of lower the credit scores a little bit and we're able to facilitate housing for everyone. To watch people have a full-time job, go to work every day, and come home to a homeless shelter is really hard.
It can be very discouraging.
Yes.
You think why, but a place like the Rescue Outreach Mission, boy, I tell you what, that's, if you want to donate to a place, that's the place to do it, because it's definitely paying it forward, not only for yourself and for the people, but for the community.
But for the community.
Exactly.
Yes.
All right, so now, what's the website? What can we go to?
www.rescueoutreachcfl.org.
Okay, it's Rescue Outreach CFL.
Yes.
That's very important. You put that in that way.
Yes.
Rescueoutreachcfl.org. Yes. And the phone number is 407-321-8224.
Yes, it is.
That's 321-8224. And don't be afraid. Just call. And even if you don't even know what you're going to say, just say,
just come say hi.
Hi. Can I come over? And they'll say, sure. Well, you know, it's great.
Come on over.
Yeah,
visit.
Come on over.
Take a tour.
What are your hours?
We are open pretty much 24 hours a day, but there is someone there to greet you and talk to you from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m.
Oh, there you go.
Right.
It's a good full span of a day, right?
Yes.
So what's that address again?
1701 Historic Goldsboro Boulevard, Sanford, Florida, 32771.
And the phone number is 407-321-8224. Give them a call.
Please.
Right. Well, Rosalind Thomas,
yes.
Thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you so much for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.